Hurricane Milton is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said today Milton has a maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour and that dangerous storm surge is possible in Florida, particularly Tampa Bay. And joining us is AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, thank you for rejoining us on this topic. Why has this strengthened so quickly? Was it not a Category 1 last night?
It was a Category 1 last night, but it's over very warm waters in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. It's in an environment where there is very little wind shear. In other words, there's not a lot of wind aloft that can pull the thunderstorms away from the forming center. And there's no dry air around it. So all of those three things favored rapid intensification. It is really deep and very rapidly this morning in basically an incubator right now over the southwest Gulf of Mexico.
When we hear that 150 mile per hour winds, I mean, it's hard to even comprehend that. So what are the storm surge possibilities with this?
The concern is that it's going to be in the 10 to 15 foot range in the Tampa Bay area, which is almost unprecedented. And you have to remember that very rarely does a storm come out of the southwest Gulf of Mexico at this time of the year and head for the west coast of Florida. Now, we did see Wilma back in 2005, but it came up from the Caribbean, kind of stalled over Cancun, and then moved towards South Florida. That one went in basically through the Everglades south of Naples. This one's likely to come in farther north, so it'll have more time to pile the water from the Gulf of Mexico up against the coastline, and that's why we're concerning about a life-threatening storm surge anywhere near the point of landfall, in particular to the south. And a lot of those places along the west coast of Florida sit just a few feet above sea level. So a lot of people have homes there with boats that sit on the water, and they need to heed evacuation orders pronto.
What is the path of this storm, Joe? As we know, Helene came up through Florida, and then it was Asheville, North Carolina, and surrounding communities that had devastating results.
Well, there'll be good news for the Carolinas and for Georgia and for Alabama. Those areas will basically be unaffected by Milton. Unfortunately, it's all for Florida, and particularly for the Florida Peninsula up to maybe the Jacksonville area that will be a hard hit with some strong winds and heavy rain. But it's really the central and southern part of the state that will bear the brunt of this, particularly the Tampa area, Sarasota, Fort Myers, maybe as far north as Cedar Key, affecting seeing some of the worst effects of this. And obviously, as it goes through Florida, you know, places like Orlando, Daytona Beach, and even down toward West Palm Beach, those areas will be hard hit. The storm surge, obviously, in the West Coast, not as much of a storm surge on the East Coast of Florida, but some tremendous wind and rain, a lot of power outages, a lot of flooding expected from the storm system. So that's really going to stress and stretch already thinned, you know, resources that have been pulled northward to, you know, help those folks in the Carolinas. They'll have to pull some of that back to, you know, to deal with Milton over the next several days.
We're speaking with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg. Joe, the next question for me is, could this strengthen even further, or is it expected to max out at a four?
It could very well become a Category 5 storm. I mean, like I said, it's over an incubator right now, and there's no reason to believe that it, as much as it's deepened in the last 6 hours, that it could not deepen a bit more. So this may very well become a Category 5 storm for a time. Eventually, we do expect those winds aloft to strengthen a little bit, and that should begin to weaken it somewhat before the point of landfall. But it's still likely to be at least a Category 3 at the point of landfall sometime Wednesday evening.
Joe, thank you for this. We appreciate it. You jumping back in after this news broke of it reaching very rapidly a Category 4 hurricane. Hurricane Milton hitting Florida, it looks like Wednesday. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom.
Joe Lundberg, AccuWeather meteorologist with us on KMOX.